and welcome to the Happy Me Project podcast, the space where self-development doesn't have to be fancy, and we take the bullshit of positive mindset. My name is Holly Matthews, and I'm a former TV actress, the founder of the Happy Me Project, a mom of two amazing girls, and a self-development coach. In today's show, I want to talk to you about why you were doing way better than you think. So pull up a chair, grab a cup of tea, and let's begin. So today's episode is merely, I guess, a pep talk, right? It is so easy for us every day to think about the things where we are failing. Right now, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you are listening or watching this, I imagine that in your head at some point today, you have thought about the things that you've forgotten to do, the things that you are yet to do, the things that you perhaps haven't achieved, all of that stuff. We hear this noise in our head regularly. But let us take a moment now to look at where you are actually winning, where you are already winning, where you are doing great. It's too easy for us to focus on the stuff where we're not doing great and to start comparing ourselves perhaps or looking elsewhere or looking so far into the future of the when we're going to do all of the stuff, when we're going to finish doing that thing, when we're going to complete the stuff, when we're going to have achieved some success that we think ticks a box. And the truth is that there will always be another thing, right? We will always have stuff to do. We will always be striving for something else. And that's human nature and that's growth and that's a good thing. But if you are using that as something to beat yourself up with every day, then it's unnecessary because you, my friend, that are listening to this or watching this right now, you, this beautiful you, you are perfect as you are. Even with all of the mess and the chaos and all of the noise that's sometimes in your head, or as if you're me, always in your head, all of the noise, you're perfect as you are. You're doing all right. You're doing good. Let's take a moment right now to think about those things. What are you doing that's winning? Do you have a home to live in? That's a pretty big win. Are you able to eat food every day? Perhaps you have children and maybe you get them to school every day. Well done. That's hard. We know it's hard, guys. We know it's hard. Did you make a good meal last night? Did you manage to get yourself dressed this morning? If we need to go as basic as the basic human things that we do every day, then we need to go there. Perhaps you can even look back on past you and where you've come to now, where you've got to, where you were and where you are right now. Because for some of you, because I know you message me, some of you have really traveled far. But again, once you get to this point, it's so easy to look back, to look at where you are, sorry, and say, I'm not there though, I'm not there. Even when you've achieved so much. And by achievement, I don't necessarily mean the big markers of success, you know, the big flashy stuff, the big sexy things that we might meet. Not the big stuff necessarily. Although those things are obviously some things that we should applaud as well. But you know, for some of you, if I say success, it might be very easy for you to go, well, I'm not successful. And I know this because I hear it from you. I'm not successful because X, Y, and Z. But I want us to focus in today. If we have to zoom right in, then we have to do that. And I want you to think of right now three reasons why you are doing just great. Okay? Not somebody else's marker of success, because the race that we are in life, it is just us that are in this race. There is no reason for us to be competing with everybody around us when their journey is so different to ours. Your journey is different to mine and the next person and the next person. So if we can look back on ourselves and go, how am I doing a bit better today than I maybe was yesterday? How am I doing a bit better than I was 5 years ago? And I know that for some of you, there are going to be things that are going on right now that don't feel so great and perhaps don't feel as good as yesterday or 5 years ago. So then you have to dig even deeper. And I know this isn't easy sometimes, but I want you to know that if you are here listening to this podcast or watching this podcast on YouTube, then you are winning, my friend. You are doing better than huge chunks of the world. So use this moment now to audit, to look, to check out where you are at in your life right now, to laugh through the chaos, because there'll be chaos. There will be chaos because we're human beings. It's full of chaos. I want you to laugh through some of the chaos, to recognize the absurdity of being a human being, to pat yourself on the back for whatever tiny thing that you are winning at, whatever it is, all the massive stuff. Some of you are winning massively, and I want you to just notice. You are doing way better than you realize. Just by being here, listening to this, watching this, you are doing better. And I want you to really know that you're not alone. You're not alone in this. All of us feel the same. Every single person you see on social media, on the school run, in your friendship circles, everyone that you know is finding life a little hard and is dealing with chaos and battles and all kinds of things going on. And that was my email coming in, because I didn't stop my emails. I'm going to keep going. Everyone that you know is dealing with some stuff. You are not alone. That doesn't minimize what you're going through. I know that, but you're not alone, my friend. And you have to dig deep and search for those moments of joy, to laugh through all of the chaos, and to know that honestly, right now, you, as you are, go and look in the mirror for a minute. Go and look somewhere and look at yourself, or get your camera up on your phone and look at yourself and remind yourself you're doing all right. You are doing just great. Keep walking forward. Keep walking forward until you get to the next good thing, because it's coming. I'll speak to you all very soon on the next episode. Peace. After listening to that podcast, if you would like to work with me further and you want to know more about what I do, well, that is wonderful news and I'm thrilled. So if you head to iamhollymatthews.com/all my stuff, you can find all my stuff, all of my social media. You can find out how to work with me one-on-one, and you can find the Happy Me Project membership. This is the no-nonsense membership that will help you to feel more happy and less crappy. Each month we have group coaching together where we work on topics such as self-belief, confidence, anxiety, goal setting, journaling, tapping. We work on it all of the mental health topics we're working and coaching through each month. You get instant access to all of my online courses, which is 150 English pounds plus of courses at your disposal instantly. You will also get to meet some of the amazing guest experts that I bring in each month. And so far we have covered topics such as yoga, grief. We have had an amazing celebrity guest in. We have coming up a stylist who will talk to you about confidence, a breathing expert. We have all kinds of amazing people that are going to be coming in to add value. And you can get started in this community today. And when you join, you will get access to the members area, the members Facebook group, and you will be held accountable. You will have community, you will have support, and you will be gifted all of the tools that you need to help you.